Where do you go when you want to know what's new to do and who is who?
Studio Classroom is the place to be.
Come along and you will see, connecting is the thing to do. Give your life a different view.
You can learn and you can share with people living everywhere.
Studio Classroom, the place to learn.
The place to grow.
Stay tuned and watch the show.
Hello and welcome to Studio Classroom. My name is Gabe.
And my name is Carolyn.
And your English will improve today. Our lesson is called Make Your Brain Smarter. So yes, as you improve your English, your brain is getting smarter. Well, what kinds of things do you do to keep your brain active? Carolyn, what about you?
I think that one really great way to keep your brain active and thinking is to read. Mm-hmm. And not just read something that is basic or a children's book, but to read something that will get your brain thinking, like the Bible. There are so many things that people discuss about it and really have to concentrate and think about.
I agree with you there, Carolyn. I also think something else to make your brain active is to study another language, just like you are doing. You're learning English, and I have also studied Chinese. Carolyn, does studying or speaking in Chinese help make your brain active as well?
I think it certainly does, and we will be talking about that in our lesson today, the benefits of learning a language and how that can make your brain smarter.
Well, let's get started with our lesson, Make Your Brain Smarter.
Make your brain smarter. Tips for developing an exercise plan for your brain. You know that eating a sensible diet and getting plenty of exercise help make your body healthy and strong. But did you know that there are ways to make your brain healthier and smarter? Studies show that when the brain is compelled to do something new, it creates new neural pathways. The more pathways you have, the faster you can think, and the better memory you will have. 10 steps toward a smarter brain. Limit your TV viewing. Watching an average TV show requires very little brain power and brings the same result as neglecting physical exercise. Your brain will become weak just as your muscles do. If you watch TV, choose something educational and informative.
Hello, friends. This is your word lady, Ellen. If you want your body to be nice and strong, you go to the gym and exercise. Well, the same is true for your brain. We'll learn all about some great ways to keep your brain active and strong. Before we begin, let's take a look at our vocabulary for the day. Compel. Compel is a verb. When I was in the military, we were compelled to get up early every morning. Informative. Informative is an adjective. I was afraid the speaker would be boring, but he was actually very interesting and informative. Involve. Involve is a verb. The driving test involves a written and driving portion. You'll need to pass both. Sharpen. Sharpen is a verb. In order to sharpen her writing skills, Sadie participates in many different types of writing contests. Your more information words are neural pathway. Neural pathway is a noun. Stimulation. Stimulation is a noun. Let's begin.
That is a very good first tip. But now let's go back to the beginning of our lesson here. We read, Tips for developing an exercise plan for your brain. Now, Carolyn, what is an exercise plan?
Well, an exercise plan is a plan that you make to help yourself exercise. So maybe you write out a weekly schedule of what exercises you're going to do and what times you'll do them mm-hmm. and how much you'll do so that you can become healthier.
Okay, so that's an exercise plan. Maybe you have a weight loss plan, a plan that helps you lose weight. Or maybe you have a savings plan, a plan to help you save money in the bank or somewhere else. So here we're talking about an exercise plan, but not for your body, for your brain.
That's right. So this is a different kind of exercise plan. And we get into our article. You know that eating a sensible diet and getting plenty of exercise helps make your body healthy and strong. And I think that's pretty true. That's what everyone agrees on. Exercise and diet will help your body to be healthy and strong.
That's right. But did you know that there are ways to make your brain healthier and smarter? So, of course, if you have a sensible diet, that will make your body strong, but there are ways to make your brain healthier as well.
This is very interesting, and we see that studies show that when the brain is compelled to do something new, it creates new neural pathways. And this is a fantastic sentence with one of our word bank words, a key word today, compel. What does it mean if you are compelled to do something, Gabe?
Well, if you're compelled to do something, you're kind of inspired to do something. Something is driving you to do something. And so if you are studying something new, you're doing something that makes your brain active, well, that's compelling these things in your brain, the neural pathways. It creates new neural pathways.
That's right. So if you feel compelled to do something, then you must do it. You have to. Maybe you don't even have a choice. Maybe you run into a foreigner and they don't speak any Chinese. You will be compelled to use your English. You must use it because they don't speak any other language. Well, I love to compel my brain to speak or to think in Chinese mm-hmm. because it does develop these new neural pathways to help my brain.
Well, let's talk about those words, neural pathways. Of course, anything neural has to do with the nerves or the brain. And so there are new pathways in the brain that come out when you are learning something new, when you're making your brain smarter. Well, we see here that the more pathways you have, the faster you can think and the better memory you will have. So, this has many benefits. If you have more pathways, you can think faster. We might say thinking on your feet. That means you didn't plan to say something or think something, but you can think faster now. And of course, your memory will improve.
That's right. So it's a good idea to make these new neural pathways and to help encourage your brain to be more active. Now, in our exercise plan for the brain, we have 10 steps toward a smarter brain.
10 steps toward a smarter brain. Let's take a look at a phrase in that sentence there. Steps toward something. If you have a step toward something, that means you have a goal in mind at the end, and you might have to take one or more steps to get there.
That's right. So this is a kind of plan. You are taking a plan, and each step is just one part of the plan. Maybe you want to take a step toward a brighter future or a step toward a better tomorrow. Usually when we use this phrase, a step toward something, it is very positive mm-hmm. and it shows an improvement in the future.
That's right. You want to take steps toward being a better you. Take steps toward having better grades or having a healthier lifestyle. Okay, here we're talking about 10 steps toward a smarter brain. And the first tip here is limit your TV viewing. Okay, I think you've heard this from many adults, especially. Don't watch TV so much. Watching an average TV show requires very little brain power and brings the same result as neglecting physical exercise.
Well, that sounds pretty serious. Who would have thought that just watching a TV show would be the same as not exercising at all, because when you're watching something, your brain seems to be active.
Mm-hmm.
But really, if it's just an average TV show, there's nothing really special about it, it's not educational in any way, then it's really not helping your brain.
That's right. We see it requires little brain power. Of course, brain power is like exercise for your brain. And I've actually heard that you get more activity in the brain while you are sleeping than you do watching some TV shows. So, well, it's time for us to learn something new with Liz in the Grammar Gym, and then, of course, we will continue learning about this tip.
Hi there, friends. Welcome to the Grammar Gym. My name is Liz. We see this sentence in today's article. Watching an average TV show requires very little brain power and brings the same result as neglecting physical exercise. That's our grammar tip sentence. Our focus today is on the sentence pattern. Doing something requires something and brings the same result as doing something else. This is a good sentence pattern to use when you want to talk about how you don't need too much of a certain thing to do activity A, and it can have the same result as activity B. For example, the new kind of artificial lawn requires very little care and brings the same result as having real grass. Or, taking care of a cactus requires very little effort and brings the same result as having other kinds of plants. So give this pattern a try, and if you'd like to see some more example sentences, please check out today's grammar tip section in your magazine. That's it for today. This is Liz from the Grammar Gym. See you next time. Bye.
Thank you, Liz, for that great tip in the Grammar Gym. Continuing, talking about our tip in this exercise plan to limit TV viewing. We learn your brain will become weak just as your muscles do. So it's just like your brain is being lazy like your body.
All right, so if you watch TV, choose something educational and informative. Of course, it's nice to be a couch potato sometimes, but you do want to exercise your brain if you have that opportunity while watching TV. Let's look at a word from our word bank, informative. If something is informative, it's giving you some information of some kind.
That's right. So it's helpful, it's useful, you can use it later, and maybe it is even educational. You could describe it as being educational or informative, providing that information. And, you know, I think that the articles that we have in our Studio Classroom magazine are very informative. I always learn a lot of them just reading it.
It's true, Carolyn. I agree. They are very informative. If you want an even bigger challenge, you can try Advanced Magazine. I find those lessons very informative as well. Well, Michelle always has a lot of information in the language lab. Let's go and learn something with her now.
Hi, everyone. I'm Michelle. 这篇文章的第一个重点，我们来看 compel 这个动词。 compel 是指迫使或使不得不。注意它的过去式和过去分词，还有现在分词都要重复字尾的 l 再加上 ed 或 ing。 例如 ，The company compelled all their employees to work overtime on weekends. 这家公司强迫所有员工周末都要加班。 或者是 ，The government was compelled to lower the tax rate during the recession. 经济不景气的时候，政府不得不降低税率。继续我们看的是 informative 这个形容词。我们看到这个字里面有 inform 通知这个动词，所以形容词 informative 是指提供信息的或者是增长见闻的。例如 ，The film is not only informative but also very entertaining. 这部电影不但很有知识性，而且非常好看。 或者是 The tour book is quite informative and practical. 这本旅游书提供许多资讯，而且非常实用。
It is October 1st, and we are starting with the article, Make Your Brain Smarter, a great way to start the month because we want to compel you to use your brain as you think in English. Today we've talked a lot about how studies show that the more you use your brain and open up new neural pathways, the smarter your brain can become. And our first tip toward a smarter brain was to limit your TV viewing. If you do watch TV, watch a show that is educational and informative, like Studio Classroom. Well, let's continue with the rest of our lesson and learn some more about these tips.
Make your brain smarter. Travel. Traveling to a new country forces you to see and do things in a new way, providing stimulation to the brain. Learn a new language. Acquiring a new language involves different learning methods. Learning a language sharpens your brain and helps prevent memory problems in later years. Master a new subject. Each week, select an animal, a bird, or a fish, and read everything you can about it. Stretch your brain as you become an expert on the subject.
All right, while you're becoming an expert in English here today, let's go back to this other step toward making your brain smarter. We start out with travel here. Traveling to a new country forces you to see and do things in a new way, providing stimulation to the brain. Well, I like traveling. Carolyn, do you like traveling?
I do love to travel, and this is very encouraging. If I travel more, then my brain will be smarter.
Yes, you will. If you travel more, that's a great reason to travel. Of course, if you love traveling already, here's another reason to add toward why you should travel. Go somewhere new in the world. This is good stimulation for your brain. And that's another word. It kind of means excitement. Stimulation or excitement for your brain.
That's right. So stimulation will help you to think of things in a new way. It will fill your brain with new ideas. So when you travel, don't simply travel to some place that is familiar or some place that has the same language. When I travel, I love to go to countries where I don't speak the language.
Well, then maybe you would have to learn that language if you wanted to speak to the people on the streets. Here's another tip here. Learn a new language. Acquiring a new language involves different learning methods. And of course, if you're watching or listening to Studio Classroom, you already know that this is making your brain smarter.
That's right. And here we see a word from the word bank, the word involve. Now, if something involves something, then it is part of the action or the process. Right now, you are involved in learning English. You are in an English class right here at Studio Classroom.
That's right. But of course, we want to encourage you to also be involved in your community. Somehow, you want to make yourself useful and contribute. Do good things for your community. See how you can get involved.
That's right. And we learned some other benefits about learning a language. Learning a language sharpens your brain and helps prevent memory problems in later years. Well, I think I need to learn about 5 more languages.
You need to learn 5 more languages. Well, that will really sharpen your brain, Carolyn. Let's take a look at that word from our word bank. It is sharpen. If you sharpen something, that means you make it sharper. So it's the opposite of to make something dull.
That's right. And if you sharpen your brain, then you can think very quickly.
Yep.
You know exactly what to say, when to say it, and you can think and process things more clearly, more quickly. And if you learn a new language, then you can start using that same fast, quick speed in another language. And that's fantastic.
It's true. And you can sharpen other things if you have any kind of talent or skill. You can sharpen those skills. You can sharpen your mind. That's another way to say you're sharpening your brain. This reminds me of a part of the Bible, actually, that says, as iron sharpens iron, so one man sharpens another. That means we are supposed to be helping each other in life, to be sharper in a lot of ways. Well, right now it's time for us to learn more with Steve and Ken in the Information Cloud. They, of course, always help us to sharpen our brains.
As we go through today's lesson, I'm sure we all hope to have a healthy and smart brain. But maybe you are already a brain.
Ah, there's something for thought. We all have a brain, but can we also be a brain?
Well, if you're super smart, get straight A's in school, then people will probably call you a brain.
Or even a super brain, which is a highly intelligent person, like Albert Einstein.
Yes, Einstein was definitely a brain. But if you're not a brain, don't worry. Most of us aren't. You may still have the brains. Changing brain to the plural form brains, we get a different meaning, intelligence.
That's right, Ken. And brains with an S is often used in the context of brains versus brawn. Now, Ken, what is brawn?
Brawn refers to strong, well-developed muscles. So in the case of brains versus brawn, you're deciding between the use of intellect or brute strength to solve a problem.
And finally, a no-brainer. Ken, do you feel like having Japanese food or Italian food for lunch today?
That's a no-brainer, Steve. Italian, of course. Nothing beats casa della pasta.
So, a no-brainer is just an informal expression that means something is so obvious that a person shouldn't even have to think about it. Okay, pasta it is.
今天这一课探讨如何锻炼我们的 brain, 大脑。Brain 除了指头脑，口语的时候也可以表示一个很会用头脑、很聪明的人。John is the brain of the family. John 是他家里的智囊。如果用复数 brains 也可以表示智慧，而 brains 常常跟 brawn 发达的肌肉做比较。有些问题如果用 brawn 是没办法解决的，必须要运用 brains 才可以解决。另外我们可以来学一个俚语。A no-brainer, 不要误会，这并不是讲一个人没有头脑。A no-brainer 的意思就是想都不用想，因为答案太明显了。如果有人给你两个选择，而你很确定你要的是哪一个，你就可以先说 That's a no-brainer, 意思就是想都不用想，因为这个选择题太容易了。这就是今天的 Info Cloud, 我们下次云端见。
Thank you guys.Well, our last tip for today on steps toward a smarter brain is to master a new subject. Each week, select an animal, a bird, or a fish, and read everything you can about it. This sounds great.
Well, I know it sounds great. Carolyn loves animals. I think that you could definitely do this. And of course, we continue here reading Stretch Your Brain as you become an expert on the subject.So if you stretch your brain, you're stretching yourself. You're becoming better at something.
That's right. Well, I hope that you will continue to stretch your brain as we go join Michelle in the language lab.
Okay, 接下来我们看的是 involve 这个动词。ing 这个字首有进入的意思。V-O-L-V 这个字根有旋转或卷入的意思。所以 involve 就是指牵涉。包含或者是使参与。例如 the project involves several departments and hundreds of workers. 这个计划包含好几个部门以及几百位的工作人员。或者是 many politicians were involved in this scandal. 这个丑闻涉及许多政治人物。所以我们看的是 sharpen 这个动词。我们看到这个字里面有 sharp, 锐利的这个形容词再加上 en 这个动词字尾。Sharpen 就是指使锐利或者使敏锐。例如 Scott's presentation skills were sharpened at the conference. 在这个会议中Scott 的简报的技巧被磨练。Sharpen 也指变尖锐或者是剧烈。例如 The girl's voice sharpened when her sister argued with her. 当这个女孩的妹妹跟她吵架的时候她的声音变尖锐了。And let's return to our teachers now.
Well, one of our tips for today for making your brain smarter, one of our steps was to master a new subject. Of course, our lesson encouraged us to maybe get a new subject every week or think of a new subject every week and become a master at that subject. What would you like to become a master of, Carolyn?
Well, I'm still working on my Chinese language skills, and I would really like to master that, especially since it was one of the other steps. That's two steps done in one.
Well, I think that's a great idea. For me, I think I would like to know more about snakes and spiders. I want to know which ones are poisonous and which ones are not.
Oh, well, I can tell you all about that,
Carolyn,
Gabe.
Carolyn knows all about that. Thank you, friends, for joining us today, and we'll see you next time right here at Studio Classroom.
See you.
I am so proud to have you in my life, a good friend. Last a lifetime.